every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Wednesday here on the show. And you know what that means, but you don't. I've already been talking for hours. We did a Observer Radio that just went up for subscribers a few minutes ago. And we talked about all of the news, and now here I am doing it again on this program. And there is a lot to talk about because last night was the... It was a head-to-head battle, but it was kind of a one-sided battle in the sense that one side was really trying hard, and the other side, they just ran a good show. So we'll talk about the AEW and NXT shows last night. And amazingly, NXT, I had some predictions that I made for that show. And I've seen some people ridiculing me for those predictions, but let's talk reality. I made those predictions for a reason. Because of the way this whole this NXT TNA feud has gone from day one. And as it turns out, they proved me wrong. And if you think that I'm upset about that, I got news for you. I'm glad they proved me wrong because my predictions were based on them doing really dumb things. But instead, they did the right thing. And they put the TNA wrestlers over very strong. So we're going to talk about that show. We're going to talk about the Dynamite show. Collision Homecoming is tonight, but it's only a taped show. Or they're taping it tonight. It'll air this weekend. We'll tell you about Santos Escobar. Yes, he's back. We'll tell you what's going on with him, as well as everything that's happening with the dying wrestling ratings and Taz undergoing surgery and got a lot of lineups to talk about and plenty more. And it's Wednesday, but Tom is unavailable. I'm going solo today, so let's get this show going after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Going solo here today. It's my second show today. And I got my annual physical this afternoon, and so there's going to be a replay of After Dark. But we'll be back next week with a brand new show. We didn't have a guest today anyway, so... We'll replay something. I'm gonna let Dom pick. But we got a lot to talk about here today, including the return to WWE of Santos Escobar. So I know a few things, other things I don't know, but what I can tell you is this: his contract did expire. And he was briefly gone. They moved him to the alumni section. There was a lot of talk that he would be going elsewhere. I think his contract expired on Monday night. I know there were people there that thought at 12:01 he would be signing with AEW. I yesterday predicted that he might end up on the Dynamite show, and he did not. Roosh had done a tweet about how LFI needed to grow. And everybody was kind of putting two and two together there. But as it turns out, WWE got back to Santos Escobar, and he has re-signed. So I don't know this for sure, okay? This part is speculation. The rest is not speculation. My speculation is that, you know, WWE has seen a lot of guys leave of late. Karrion Kross, you know, his contract expired and he left. Andrade, well, he got fired. But, you know, if you're not into inside wrestling news, all you know is Andrade is all of a sudden he's on AEW. And so, you know, before all of this happened, when people in WWE were under the assumption that Santos was leaving, you know, somebody there messaged me and they were just like, man, like three people in just over the last couple of months. And so this part is speculation. My thought is that had Karrion Kross and, you know, nothing happened with Andrade, whatever, I think they might have let Santos go. But I think with what happened with other people leaving the company, I think they figured we don't want the perception of another one leaving. Because the amount of money that I was told WWE paid Santos Escobar, they paid this guy a lot of money. And not only did he make a lot of money on this deal, but apparently they gave him a lot of different perks. I don't know what the perks are. You know, different people get different things. You know, some people, they want a tour bus. Some people want this or that. But I was told that he got a lot of money and he got a lot of perks. And, you know, today people were going, oh, you know, he's going to be paid a lot of money to sit in catering or whatever. Hey, listen, maybe he will, okay? But historically, I can't think of one person, the amount of money that Santos allegedly got, I can't think of one person making that kind of money that's sitting around in catering. So I think you're going to see a lot more of Santos Escobar. I think he's going to be getting a pretty sizable push as we get going here. And good for him. Good for him. You know, this is one of those things, whether you're a WWE fan or an AEW fan, the fact that there is a WWE and an AEW means guys like Santos Escobar can make a lot of money because there is fear of them, I guess, maybe going somewhere else. So anyway, that's the story. He's back, and we will see what they end up doing with him. But I think this was something, you know, based on things I'd heard from WWE, and based on things that I heard from AEW, based on, like, Roosh's tweet and whatever, I think as of Monday night, like, he was gone. But they just decided, hey, I don't know if we want this guy showing up on Dynamite on Tuesday night. I don't know what the mindset was, but I do know that they paid him a lot of money. So good for him. All right, I want to wish the best to Taz. He's going to be stepping away from AEW commentary for a while. He's going to be undergoing total shoulder replacement surgery. He said, I will be having total shoulder replacement surgery in a short time. I will be off AEW Dynamite for some time. See you soon. He was told in May he needed both knees and shoulders replaced. At the time, he was going to be trying regenerative procedures rather than surgery. But then he had one knee replaced in October 2024. Let him being off TV for a while. He also missed Forbidden Door, as the flight would have been difficult on his knee. He said the injuries are from training too hard in the gym and not from taking bumps in the ring. He posted to social media last year, this is not from bumps. It's from training too heavy like a caveman trying to be big. I'm posting this for today's wrestlers. Please be smarter. Times have changed for the better. So that is his... You know, that's his lesson, everybody. And I actually need to talk to Lance about this because, you know, we're doing, if you're a subscriber, WrestlingObserver.com or Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or YouTube, however you get your podcast as a subscriber. And by the way, it's WrestlingObserver.com. For all of the shows and the archives, dating back to 2005, by the way. So you can actually go back and listen to 2005 shows to compare. And also F4WOnline.com/Spotify, F4WOnline.com/YouTube, and F4WOnline.com/Apple. Those are all $9.99 a month. But anyway, if you're a subscriber, on Tuesdays, we are going back to watch TNA Impact from 20 years ago this week. So in fact, October 8th, 2005 was the show we watched on Tuesday. And I was watching that show, and they had a video package for all of these Ultimate X matches. And it's all of this crazy stuff. Like, I mean, whenever people complain about the stuff that, like, Will Ospreay is doing or Kenny Omega or whoever, it's like, if you're like, not being a troll, if you're honestly, you think that's too much, you must be a new fan or something, because this stuff they were doing in 2005 TNA, like, some of it is even crazier than this stuff. They did a spot in one of the matches on the TV show where somebody gave somebody a reverse Rana, the poison Rana, from inside the ring to the apron to the floor. That was nuts. Anyway, guys are doing all these crazy spots in this Ultimate X video package. And it suddenly hit me that, oh my goodness, this ring is freaking hard as a rock. And so I'd remembered this, and so I messaged somebody that was in TNA in 2005, and they were like, yeah, that ring sucked. Because it was a six-sided ring, And so to have a six-sided ring, you've got to have like extra support beams underneath or whatever. And so you could just like see, like, this thing doesn't bounce at all. So, you know, whatever you think about, even if it was equal, what they're doing in AEW now compared to what they were doing in TNA in 2005, it's not equal, because the TNA ring is a good ring, or the AEW ring today, it like bounces, there's give. There was no give back then. So you watch these videos and you see AJ like taking a flip bump off the cables and landing on his back. He may as well be landing on cement, dude. I mean, it was brutal. But this ties back to Taz, because Taz says it's not the bumps or whatever. And like the exact opposite of the old TNA six-sided ring is, like, I used to watch these ECW shows from the mid-90s. And, dude, this thing, like, it was so bouncy. Like, you'd see someone do, like, even those, like, those pile drivers and Rob Van Dam would bounce, like, 15 feet in the air. These things were like a trampoline. And, like, you don't want a ring to have too much give, because if it has too much give, then, like, you run and everything's weird and you can blow out your knees or whatever. But you don't want it to be hard as a rock either. There's got to be, like, a happy medium. And I think the happy medium might have been that ECW ring, because I like a good bouncy ring, but I was small, so, like, it didn't mess up my steps when I ran. So, you know, Taz did a lot of bumping in what appeared to be a pretty damn nice ring. So, yeah. Don't lift too heavy in the gym. Don't push too hard in the gym. You don't need to be a wrestler to know that. You know, we all get older, and next thing you know, you're not doing bench press anymore. And if you keep trying, it ain't going to work out for the best for you. A lot more after the break. Observer Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, we've gone down the rabbit hole. So I haven't talked to Lance yet. We'll talk to him on, what's today, Wednesday? Probably Fun Friday. But I did talk to somebody else during the break. And yes, the TNA ring sucked. The ECW ring, apparently from the, like the mid, probably 95 on, was apparently an awesome ring. That's the one I'm talking about that looked like it had a lot of give. Apparently they had a ring prior to that, which sucked. And then, of course, you know, you all know the stories of the WWE rings, where the WWE rings, WWF, basically, these rings were, they weren't as hard as probably the six-sided ring or the rings in Mexico, but they, you know, the word I was always told was they sucked. And around the time that Vince McMahon started wrestling, well, lo and behold, they got new rings that had more give. Although I was told that even those kind of sucked. So anyway, take care of yourselves, guys, especially if you're a wrestler. I know people don't like ratings talk, but there is at least something that needs to be mentioned, and because it's a thing now. I don't know how things are going to pan out, but this big data plus panel change is freaking mutilating wrestling. These shows are all dying a death because of this new ratings system. And, you know, this could become a really big issue, like a really big issue, because a lot of other shows on television, this big data plus panel is helping. And so, like, if they did a new rating system and, like, everybody's viewership was apparently down, and so, you know, wrestling was still number one this week, top five, whatever, and that'd be fine, okay? But when the new rating system, for whatever reason, is killing professional wrestling ratings, but other shows are actually seeing an increase, that's bad. Because for WWE, it doesn't really matter much right now, because they've just signed all of their long-term deals. So they're pretty much set for, I mean, I think the Netflix deal is like 10 years or whatever. But for AEW, their deal is up in 2027. And I think WBD can do a one-year option if they want to. But if they don't want to, they've got a year and a half, and they got to figure things out. Because this, I mean, we've talked about Raw. Whatever's going on with Raw, I don't even know. But Raw did do, they tied their all-time record low. And these are Netflix numbers. This is no, you know, this is what Netflix sends out. The past 3 weeks have done very poorly. And the show's been starting at 7 p.m., so I don't think they're going to want to ever do 7 p.m. again. 8 p.m. is obviously better. And they're going up against football. But these Raw numbers are not, they're not good. The Collision show, this past week, where is it here? I mean, it did horrible. Well, we'll go to SmackDown first since I have that right in front of me. SmackDown on Friday did a 0.23 and 1.03 million viewers. So with this new rating system, they were down 20% in viewership and 34% in 18 to 49, just because of the way that they're now doing this new rating system. The Collision show, I don't know if I have it in front of me, but it did, I'll find it here, it did like a 0.03. I mean, it was horrible what this Collision show did. See if I can find it. Yeah, Collision did a 226,000 viewers and a 0.03. So, and Corey says, I don't believe the new numbers at all. It doesn't matter whether you believe them. It doesn't matter. This is what's being used, and it's what's being used from now on. So the theory is that it underrepresents 18 to 34 viewers, which, you know, wrestling has a lot of those. But it doesn't matter. I mean, whatever you want to think about the ratings and whether they're, you know, real, fake, whatever, this is what the advertisers are going to be going by. This is what the TV, you know, the networks are going to go by. So it doesn't matter whether you think they're real or fake or whether they are real or fake. These are the numbers. And so if wrestling, for whatever reason, continues to take a giant hit because of this this panel, Big Data Plus panel, but every other show on TV is doing better, I mean, if I were AEW, I would be pretty concerned right now. And, you know, if I mean, WWE is concerned, even though they've got a lot of long-term deals signed right now. And, but, you know, even with the long-term deals, I mean, even if they're locked in, it's still going to affect their ad rates. Like, they're not going to make as much with the, with advertisers. I mean, it's a really big thing, this big change here. So it's something to monitor. But right now, man, it is killing wrestling. We've also got a schedule change. So they announced during last night's Dynamite that next week's show, which is October 15th, it is going to be a three-hour combined edition of Dynamite and Collision. So we've had two straight two-and-a-half-hour shows. Now we're going to have a three-hour show. They often do this, you know, when they've got a pay-per-view weekend. Because, you know, Collision head-to-head with a pay-per-view or whatever, I mean, it's gonna die. So they're doing a three-hour edition. And, you know, it's another thing. It's like these two-hour Dynamites have been doing very well compared to the rest of television until the new rating system. Now they're not doing so well. And it's made worse by the fact that people, AEW fans, do not watch more than 2 hours. When the show goes 2.5 hours... That last half hour dies. When they go 3 hours, that last hour dies. So this is also not going to help AEW numbers by doing a three-hour show. Much like I'm sure last night's two-and-a-half-hour show, that extra half hour I don't think helped them at all. I would bet you they didn't pick up any viewers from NXT, and I would bet you that half-hour period in the third hour did not do well. So we'll see, but it's a pattern we see all the time, but they keep doing it. That's it. So I guess we got to talk about these shows now. Now, by the way, if you have any comments on any of this, you can text me, and the phone number, 425-780-7566. I always want to read it off the page because I know a lot of people around here with 425 area codes, and I'm afraid I'm going to accidentally send out something wrong. But anyway, 425-780-7566, fwonline@gmail.com. A couple of questions here, and then we'll get into the shows after the break. Philip here says, do you think the new rating system could affect Impact Wrestling active negotiations with the new network? Brother, they need to sign today. They need to sign today. They would have been better off signing like a week ago, probably. But man, absolutely. If you know, don't think that whoever's negotiating with TNA isn't looking at how this has affected all of these other pro wrestling shows. I don't think they'd lose a deal, but I would think that they would lose leverage as a result of these. The one good thing is that NXT, for whatever reason, has been holding up okay. And obviously part of this whole TNA negotiation is that they're going to be working a lot with WWE and NXT, and they're going to be getting wrestlers on this new TNA TV show. So that's going to help because NXT has not died quite as badly as other shows. But if I'm doing negotiations right now, I'm signing that paper ASAP because nothing that is happening when it comes to television and ratings is benefiting TNA at this exact moment. Nothing. So I would sign quick. And then Brandon wants to know, you think a lot of younger viewers, 18 to 34, are just watching with a VPN? Would that affect the numbers? Well, it's possible, but I don't think it has that big of an effect. And what you would basically be saying is the only television viewers that use a VPN for anything are wrestling fans. It's kind of like, you know, back in the day, everybody talked about pirating. Like pirating. Remember when UFC was hot and WWE, you know, their WWE. So WWE is doing great on pay-per-view. And then Brock Lesnar went to UFC. And so all of a sudden, these UFC pay-per-views with Brock on them were doing significantly better, and the WWE pay-per-views took a hit. So, of course, whenever WWE pay-per-views take a hit, all of the fans look for every excuse in the book. And at that point, the excuse was, people are pirating the shows. But what they didn't realize was that people pirate all of these pay-per-views, and people were pirating the UFC pay-per-views as well. And the percentage of pirating would go up when more people were buying, and it would go down when less people were buying. So basically, it's like, yeah, people pirate. Yeah, people use a VPN. But it's like a percentage. So basically, if Dynamite were doing 3 million viewers, there would be far more people using a VPN. And if they were doing 100,000 viewers, there would be far fewer people using a VPN. So I think it makes a little bit of a difference, but not the difference that we're seeing here. And of course, everybody that uses a VPN, they think, well, I use it. Everybody uses it. And it's not like that. You're you. You're not everybody else. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, let's take a look at these two shows. I'll be back with the Brian and Vinny show for subscribers on Thursday, in which Vinny and I usually spend about 90 minutes reviewing the NXT and AEW Dynamite shows in lots of detail. And usually by Thursday, you know, some people are like, I already heard. By Thursday, I've got a lot of extra information. So I think overall that's probably going to be your best bet for a very in-depth review with all of the news and everything from these two shows. But anyway, here's a quick look at it. For the NXT TNA show, everything that I expected, I was half right and half wrong. And it's actually funny. I need to talk about this Thursday. Long story short, they did a really, really, really stupid show to set up these matches. And it was so stupid that I came to a conclusion as to why they did it that way. And then it turns out that they didn't do it the way I thought they were going to do it. So it was just a stupid show. So anyway, Hardys versus Dark State, NXT versus TNA title for title. The Hardys were massively over. A Dark State, I mean, the bookworm, I don't even remember his name, which tells you how good a job he's done getting his personality over. The bookworm and Osiris in particular, had a bad night. Osiris had the worst match of his career. It was just one botched spot after another. And finally, the Hardys got the pin and won the NXT tag team titles. This was what I expected. They are now the NXT and TNA Tag Team Champions. They're facing the Dudleys at Bound for Glory in a tables match. Dudleys were there, but did not put them through tables. But this was, I would say it was okay just because the Hardys were so over and they did the best they could. But Osiris did not look good at all. The other match I called correctly was Ethan Page and Mustafa Ali. This was probably the best match on the show. It was a freaking great match. Ali looked awesome. Ethan Page is always good. And they had a clever finish where they did a table bump. And then Ali had something wrapped around his foot. And he couldn't get back into the... he's like tied up as he's trying to go up to the top. Ethan pushes him off the top. This freaking guy crashed and burned outside. And then Ethan threw him in and hit the twisted grin and got the pin. So at this point, it was obviously 1-1. So my predictions for the Survivor Series matches, if you've been watching this feud, they will give TNA a little bit, but they'll never give them too much. And so I was like, okay, well, I know why they did the TNA thing. We put all these NXT or WWE alumni on the TNA team, so clearly they're going to win. And then, you know, there's all these, like, start to finish TNA guys, you know, TNA to the core on the TNA team. So there's no way they're beating the NXT guys. And they actually did the opposite. The NXT women won Women's Survivor Series. It was not a very good match. There were a couple of women that looked great. Sol Ruka looked great. JC Jane looked really good. Lola Vice looked good. Jada didn't have time to look good because she was pinned. Kalani looked fine. Marshawn did not look good. And the Iconics very much did not look good. So it was a very up and down hit and miss match. And they basically eliminated all of the TNA wrestlers. So it came down to Team NXT versus the NXT wrestler on Team TNA, which of course was Kalani. And Sol ended up hitting with the Sol Snatcher. JC got a blind tag, got the pin. And then, like, JC and Sol got into a big argument afterwards, but then they all celebrated and cheered with their titles. So I didn't like it at all. The finish was fine, but I didn't like that match. Then we had the men's Survivor Series match. And as a wrestling match, much better. And they put over the TNA wrestler Strong. It was Javon, Trick, Miles Bourne, and Ricky Saints against Frankie Kazarian, Moose, Mike Santana, and Leon Slater. Joe Hendry was a referee here. Jordan Grace had been a referee for the other match. And both of them, like, straight down the middle. Totally fair. No gimmicks, nothing. So, Miles Bourne, I mean, this guy's pinned immediately. I mean, they jobbed this guy out, so he's gone. And then, Javon ends up getting pinned by Leon Slater. So, I actually think Javon, it's just classic, Javon is probably winning the X title, which will mean that the first title Javon Evans wins is a TNA title and not any title in NXT, which I guess I probably should have seen that coming, like it's so obvious. So anyway, he pinned, early on Slater pinned Javon, and then Trick ends up upset, and so he walks out, and so Ricky Saints is all by himself against all four of the TNA wrestlers. And he manages to pin Kazarian, and he manages to pin Slater, but then Moose and Santana, and they beat the heck out of this guy, and they pin him. And Santana gets the pin. So not only did they give the win to Team TNA, but the guy who is challenging Trick for the NXT, or for the TNA title, beat the NXT champion. So there you go. I thought this was a very good match. I was surprised. But I was surprised in a good way. And I did laugh. Went on the board last night. Brian's going to bury this show. He's going to say it sucked. I don't think people listen to this show sometimes. I'm going to tell you exactly what I think and why. And I'm going to be fair about it. And the reason I thought the finish was going to be switched was because I had no faith in WWE booking it correctly. But you know what? They did. And I liked it. It was much better this way. So good for them. And that leads, of course, to Bound for Glory coming up on whatever day it is, Sunday. So then we had Title Tuesday, which I think Dave liked the show way better than I did. I thought it was a good show. It wasn't a great show. The crowd kind of sucked, actually, for a lot of the show. And they did not, you know, they did not book a, oh, this is a big head-to-head battle. They just booked a show. So we had a very good Samoa Joe Hangman Page face-to-face. I'll talk a lot more about this on Thursday. But, you know, Samoa Joe is one of those guys. He probably should be in the Hall of Fame. He is a guy where you want your world champion to be a guy who can play the role of the world champion. And I got nothing against Jey Uso, but Jey Uso is champion. He never played the role of a world champion where you're like, that guy is the best in the world. It was always like, that's a really good wrestler, and he's the champion right now. Samoa Joe is a guy where it doesn't matter what you've been doing with the guy. If you decide he's going to be the number one contender, he can play that role of world champion. And he could beat Hangman Page, and nobody would second guess it. He is so great. And they had a very good segment building up the show in 2 weeks. Ishii versus Moxley, excellent match, exactly what you would expect. Moxley choked him out, rear naked, got the win. I mean, this probably was the best match on the show. It was great. Then we had the GOA versus Hurt Syndicate in a street fight. It was all right. It was a street fight, and I thought it went way too long. You know, there were a couple of spots where, like, the table didn't break. It was not bad in any way. It had its moments, but I felt like it went too long, and Shelton ends up Germaning Ricochet through a table and pinned him. So Hurt Syndicate gets the win there. We had a Jurassic Express winning a squash match. Afterwards, they're attacked by the Young Bucks. The story is the Young Bucks blew all their money. They need a money match now. And so they have attacked the Jurassic Express. And for reasons unexplained, Tony Khan has decided that they will face off at the pay-per-view, and there is $500,000 on the line. So if the Bucks win, they will be rich again for the time being. And if they lose, Nick's going to have to do something about his gambling addiction. Kyle Fletcher and Kyle O'Reilly for the TNT title. This was a really good match. Very good match. It didn't have a lot of heat. They pretty much told the fans in a backstage segment to do the Kyle chants back and forth like they did in Kent. And these fans were like, nah, you ain't telling us what to do. There were like two. I think at one point they had a This Is Kyle chant. But it was nothing like the Kent match. And it was very good. I think part of the heat problem also was nobody thought O'Reilly had any chance of winning, and he did not. Hit by two brainbusters, got the pin, and then we had a schmoz. Big schmoz ran in afterwards, and Mark Briscoe ended up clearing the ring. And they announced it is Mark Briscoe versus Kyle Fletcher, yes, at the pay-per-view for the TNT title, which I think it's time for Mark to win and Fletcher to just be elevated straight up past the TNT title picture and into the main event. Then we had Mercedes versus the local Florida talent. And after all, I heard everything. We heard Izzy. I had people speculating Britt Baker. She lives in Florida. You know, we had, who else did we have? Anyway, the point is, ends up being Lacey Lane, the former Caden Carter, partner of Katana Chance. And nobody cared at all. There was no heat for this match. And then what's worse, she just beat Mercedes and beat her 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 and beat her. And then Mercedes hit her finish and won. I was like, this didn't help anybody. It didn't help Caden. It didn't help Mercedes. It didn't make Mercedes come off as the best women's wrestler on the planet with 9 belts. It just was like, why can't you beat Caden Carter? Like, what's going on here? So I was not a fan of this at all. Brodito and Okada and Takeshita in the Double Jeopardy match. In fact, Okada stole a tag from Takeshita, and he ended up pinning Bandido, who's doing a shoulder injury gimmick, and it is a gimmick. He's not really hurt. And so at the pay-per-view, it will be Okada and Takeshita versus Brodito for the tag team titles. And Takeshita will probably be the IWGP heavyweight champion at that point. So this was a good match, very good match, and we got a title set up for the show, title match. And then the main event was Orange Cassidy and Pac, and the match was good. The heat was non-existent, and the finish was weird because they had Darby interfere, but he interfered from under the bleachers. So, like, if you weren't watching at home, like, if you were in the building, nobody had any idea what happened at the finish. Pac just gives him a pile driver on the steps outside, and then he just doesn't move for a long time. And finally, he manages to break free. He's almost counted out. He dives into the ring, dives his way right into a front rolling cradle and gets pinned. Finish was great. And then afterwards, Big Schmoz ran in again, and Darby ends up. First, he's got a taser. Then he produces a Molotov cocktail. And he takes this cocktail out, and, like, I don't know, it'd be best if they didn't smarten up the security guard. This security guy took this as, this guy is a terrorist. He's going to blow up this building. He freaking tackled Darby, and he tied this guy in a knot, and he wouldn't let him up and just sat on him, and, like, cops swarmed the area. And so the story is, what will these men do in this I Quit match? And it's good to tell that story, but if you're going to tell that story, you probably shouldn't have done the angle where you lit John Moxley on fire over the weekend, and then he came back on Wednesday and didn't sell it one bit. So that kind of made it a problem. But anyway, it was a good show. It was a good show. And we'll be back after the break. Observer Live.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So we got a weird schedule here. I'm going to try and make it quick. We did Observer Radio for subscribers this morning, so no Observer Radio tonight, which at least means I don't have to go to bed at 3 a.m. So that's good. Tomorrow, I will be volunteering at my kid's school. But Filthy Tom Lawler has volunteered to step in and do a solo Observer Live tomorrow. So that's happening tomorrow. And then on Thursday night, the Brian and Vinny Show, AWNXT. Friday will be Fun Friday, as we always do. And then Saturday, Vinny's going to be over around 1 o'clock. We will watch the WWE show and do a show immediately afterwards. I will do a show, I believe, that night with Dave. And then Sunday, we will be watching Bound for Glory and doing a show immediately after that, myself and Vinny. So if you're not a subscriber, you should sign up because we got a lot of stuff coming up over the weekend. And we'll be covering all the shows. So whatever you don't have time to watch, well, we'll do it for you. So anyway, that's a plan. A replay of After Dark Radio today. And that's it. I got to go. Been talking for hours straight now. I need a break. But I appreciate y'all. Talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.